It's from a book that I've read from in the past. It's called The Greatest Book Ever. That's right. It's a Christmas story. The title of this story is The Christmas Harp. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful little girl with big eyes and a big heart. Her name was Chloe. She had two very loving parents who had come upon hard times. Shortly before Thanksgiving, both of them lost their jobs. For 10 years, they had both worked for a store called Huge Deals. It was a huge store that claimed to give the best deals in town. Unfortunately, they did not give the best deal to their workers. A headline for the local newspaper read, "Huge Deals Cuts Workers to Cut Costs." Chloe could not understand why her parents had to lose their jobs, but she could understand that without jobs, her parents had no money, and without money, they could no longer pay for their apartment. They could no longer even pay for their food. For this reason, on a cold December day, Chloe and her parents moved in with Grandpa Willie. Chloe loved her Grandpa Willie, and normally she loved visiting him, even though one of her moms said his place was a mess. Chloe didn't care. She loved the mess. Grandpa Willie's place was full of what he called collectibles and antiques. Chloe just thought it was old stuff that was really cool. Grandpa Willie had everything from miniature dollhouses to samurai swords. His house was so full of stuff piled on piles in each and every room that one could hardly walk around the house. One had to walk a crooked path to make it from one place to the next. Whenever they visited, Chloe would spend hours discovering one treasure after another without ever leaving a single room. As fun as it was to visit Grandpa Willie, Chloe felt sad on that cold December day they moved into his house. She missed her family having a place of their own. She missed her room. She missed their neighbor's cat. And she missed her best friend, Sam, who lived across the street. Alone, she sat in her new bedroom surrounded by Grandpa Willie's stuff. She was feeling so down and depressed that she was no longer interested in any of it, not even the giant gumball machine. While her head was hanging down, she heard a knock on the door. It was Grandpa Willie. "Hello there, Snookums," he called out. "Hi," mumbled Chloe. "I heard you are feeling blue," said Grandpa Willie. "Yeah," mumbled Chloe. "Whenever I'm feeling blue, I listen to music," said Grandpa Willie. "Better yet, I play some music." "I can't play any music," mumbled Chloe. "I bet I can teach you in 1 hour," said Grandpa Willie, "and I bet you'll be feeling much better at the end of that hour." "Yeah," mumbled Chloe. "Yeah," said Grandpa Willie. "In order for me to teach you, I first need to get you the Christmas harp," said Grandpa Willie. "Can you go get it for me?" he asked. "I guess so," mumbled Chloe. "It's up in the attic on top of a pile," said Grandpa Willie. Slowly, Chloe got up and moped her way to the door, and then moped her way to the stairs, and then moped her way to the attic. "This place is a mess," said Chloe as she looked around. Her eyes went from pile to pile looking for anything that might be a sign of a Christmas harp. Eventually, she found it. In the back of the attic, there was a pile of stuff that was taller than any other pile of stuff. It reached all the way up to the ceiling. There at the top was a dusty brown box that said Christmas harp in fancy red letters. Fortunately, there just happened to be a small kitchen ladder next to the pile. She climbed up the ladder and brought down the box. Carefully, she opened it up, and there she saw the Christmas harp. "This is cool," she thought. She took the harp downstairs to Grandpa Willie, and in no time at all, he taught her to play. It was easy. In less than an hour, she learned how to play a Christmas song. The name of the song was O Come All Ye Faithful. It was a song about visiting Jesus after he was born in Bethlehem. It was a wonderful song, and before she knew it, Chloe felt happy for the first time that day. That day was the first day of Chloe's adventures with the Christmas harp. To hear about her next adventure, you'll have to come back next week. It just so happens that this morning we have our very own Christmas harp, and we're going to have one of you play it. We're going to have Isaac play it, because Isaac has got some experience playing this. But let me know if you want to play on a future week. I know you're going to play next week. Yeah. All right. Are you ready? That was lovely. All right, before we head off to Bible Adventures, we are going to sing the Advent song, and I need one of you to light the Advent candle for me. Do we have a volunteer to light the Advent candle for me? All right. Olivia, you want to do the honors? We need to first get a light from the peace candle. All right. And Christopher, if you want to get us going on the song, that would be great.
Light the Advent candle one, now the waiting has begun, they have started on our way.
You got it.
Time to think of
Thanks.
Day. Candle, candle burning bright, shining in
you can go off to Bible Adventures now.